This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Imagine, it's Saturday afternoon, and due to a number of questionable choices that you made either in this or a past life, you have a few necessary errands to run at the mall. So, it seems, does everyone else. The mall parking lot is crowded. So, where should you park your car if you're trying to save time? At the first spot you see, no matter how far away from the entrance, or should you prowl for an elusive spot closer in? There's a scientific study for that. It was published in September 2019 in the Journal of Statistical Mechanics, and in it, physics professors Sidney Redner from the Santa Fe Institute and Paul Kretvitsky of Boston University applied their mathematical prowess to pinpoint the best parking spot search strategies. Here, we define the best spot as the one nearest the mall entrance. Some people might favor a spot on a top floor of a parking garage, for example, to prevent their car from getting dinged, but that's another story. Redner and Kretvitsky divided parking personas into three categories: meek, optimistic, and prudent. As they define them, meek drivers immediately settle for the first spot they find, which may leave spots near the front unfilled, a plus incur a long walk. Optimistic drivers aren't afraid to hunt, certain that eventually they'll triumphantly land their primo spot, no matter how many times they have to circle the lot to find it. Prudent parkers, meanwhile, are a bit more aggressive than meek drivers, bypassing the low-hanging fruit in hopes of a closer spot, but are unwilling to circle several times to get just a bit closer to their destination. They may end up backtracking to a spot that a meek driver would have claimed initially if they don't find something better immediately. After identifying their categories, the scientists created a simulation using processes such as probability theory and rate equations. The researchers found that the prudent strategy was the best in that it cost drivers the least amount of time, followed by the optimistic strategy and then the meek strategy. Redner is quick to point out that this particular exercise is purely mathematical. He said via email, "We tried hard to minimize the number of free parameters by judicious choices, such as assigning the same speed for walking and driving." And, of course, they couldn't account for every variable. Quote, "The main complication was the inherent many-body nature of the parking process. Namely, one doesn't know in advance which spots are free, and the game is whether to pick the current spot or try another spot which may not be open, closer to the destination." They also omitted real-world variables like driver speed, intense competition for spots, or the irrationality of harried human beings. Okay, so that's the mathematical side of the story. But is there a parking lot strategy that better accounts for the quirks of real people? We also spoke via email with Andrew Velke, an associate professor of psychology at Christopher Newport University in Virginia. He said, "It is important to note this simple fact. The success of my parking strategy is, in part, dependent upon which parking strategy the other drivers select. It's an excellent application of game theory, e.g. the prisoner's dilemma. My best strategy is only better if enough other drivers select one of the alternative strategies. If everyone tried to play the same parking strategy, it would no longer be optimal." Velke also notes ideal parking spaces, like right in front of your final destination, are usually unavailable. Quote, "Time and perceived scarcity are the two biggest factors that affect parking strategies. People will spend time looking for a parking space and incur a time travel cost from their vehicle to the final destination after they've parked their car. It appears that people are often attempting to reduce the time travel cost and often incur a greater acquisition time cost as a result. It's most interesting to note that people will try to get a parking spot that's closest to the door of the gym or exercise club that they're about to enter." To answer our parking lot question, Velke referred to a 1998 paper published in the journal Transportation Science, in which the researchers determined that the best strategy was to randomly pick a row and park in the closest apparent space in that row, rather than to drive up and down multiple rows searching for a closer spot. In other words, the time saved in finding a spot made up for the longer time spent walking to the front door. It wasn't a huge time savings, though. In that model, the expected time to the front door from the spot using the pick-a-row method was 61.31 seconds. With the multiple-row method, it was 70.7 seconds. Velke says those few times when we do score a spot at the front become very memorable to us. But, quote, "Perhaps even more memorable are the times when we park our cars and come across a space right in front on our way to the entrance of the destination. We will employ a counterfactual, if I had only driven around more process when we noticed these spaces we missed. As a result, people will overpredict both the likely availability of these spaces and their own likelihood of obtaining these spaces." Parking strategies are one thing, but parking lot design also dramatically affects efficiency and space consumption. A British mathematics professor insists that lots with diagonal spaces dramatically reduce congestion and improve traffic flow compared to those that use grid patterns. Today's episode was written by Nathan Chandler and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.